You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Matt.
Oh my goodness. Great.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and turn that mic off since that one doesn't seem to work. Just share it with Brian's mic.
It's not his mic.
Is it mine?
I don't know.
Okay, we are experiencing some technical difficulties, so we're going to jump right into the first song here. And we're going to try and fix those technical difficulties while we're playing the song. So our first song is Next Year by Two Door Cinema Club. Here it is. Here.
To rest my head tonight, so I won't promise that I'll speak to you today. But if I
back.
And we are back. That was
How are they supposed to hear us?
I like that one a lot. Maybe it was a little quiet on the matter, but I like that one a lot. Alright, we're gonna jump into our next song, which is...
Our mics are off.
My mic is not.
Oh, are we trying to speak into your mic? Because they can't hear us.
Okay, so our next song is California English by Vampire Weekend. So let's get that going.
Wouldn't have gagged you with a spoon, my only true love. Never really heard you speak the way it's unworthy of. Funny how the little college girl's girl language grew up. Funny how the other private schools had no hopper club. Someone took a trip before you came to ski in the Alps. Your father moved across the country just to some bunny scout. Country across the country, mom, contradict what I say. Living like a French Canadian, but we'll die in L.A.
So that was, what song was that again?
It's California English by Vampire Weekend. That's off their second album, Contra.
Oh, I've heard of that album. Didn't they get in trouble for the picture that they used with that one girl on it?
Yes, they did with that model, yeah.
So our apologies for the technical difficulties. We were having some very bad feedback, which somehow we were able to solve during the break by pressing all the buttons and panicking, because that will solve all your problems.
Always.
And I would just like to bring to light that we have a new team member. Control Alt Delete is a new team member this semester. His name is Brian Craven, and he is right here. Would you like to introduce yourself, Brian Craven?
Yeah, I guess I'm Brian Craven. I'm an undecided engineering major. I've been talking to Matt all last semester about music, and so I guess I decided why not do this. I'm very excited for this semester, and it should be a good one.
Also, for our bad start, we don't have Henry with us right now. Currently, he's decided that school is more important than this, but I don't know why.
Which is completely understandable, Henry, if you're listening.
No, it isn't. I do not understand.
Henry, we forgive you. It's okay. One of us does.
One out of three.
I do too.
Your vote doesn't count yet.
Well, then it's not out of three. Okay.
Anyway. Yes, it is.
Why don't we jump into our next song, which is going to be Let's Dance to Joy Division by The Wombats.
This little boy's brain is small. town. That's where we'll be. We will wait for you and lead you through the dance floor up to the DJ booth. You know what to ask for. You know what to ask for. You ask for Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance to Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling, cause this could all go so wrong. For a broken heart, let tear us apart. Let the love tear us apart. I found the cure for a broken heart. Let tear us apart.
Discouraged on this precious weekend and in this love fortune.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Ben.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Control-Alt-Delete.
We once again apologize for the technical difficulties, but we should be good now.
I'm running the ship. This be my ship.
And if you guys are loyal listeners to our show or any show here on WJRH, you know that we have to do PSAs or public service announcements. So we're going to start off with one about separating your food. So this one's brought to you by foodsafety.org and the Ad Council, as most of our ads are. And it goes like this. It says, use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. One in six Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information, and you can check your food steps at foodsafety.gov, and that's foodsafety.gov. This is brought to you by the USDA, the HHS, and the Ad Council.
You know, because you messed that up, the Ad Council is going to fly in an Apache attack helicopter and raid this building because we did not fulfill what they wanted.
No, the Ad Council are our friends. We read many of their PSAs on...
Oh, sorry, not the Ad Council, the FCC.
Okay, well, maybe they won't. But all right, so that was the first PSA, and we're gonna jump back into some music now. The next song is by one of my favorite bands, Group Love, and it's a song called Slow. So here it is.
Time moves slow. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
We are back. That was All Star by Smash Mouth, and before that was Slow by Group Love.
And before we get into it, All Star by Smash Mouth is one of the greatest songs ever written and conceived by mankind. It should be a national anthem for some countries, for all countries. Why I'm at it, it's a great song.
I do have my first shout out has to go to my sister Colleen, who's listening at Skidmore College right now. That's family right there.
Let's hear it for Colleen, everyone.
Yeah.
Woo. Wait, Skidmore? Yeah. Isn't that up in New York?
Yeah, Sarasota Springs, yep.
They have a racetrack up there.
They do.
It's super high end, too.
Yeah.
And hippie. That school is very, very, very liberal. They put the liberal in liberal arts.
Why don't we do another PSA while we're at it?
But, Dad, do we have to?
I'm going to do the PSA. This one is about emergency preparedness. This one is brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council. How would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running, should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
So, yeah, have a plan.
Have a plan, guys.
things happen.
All right, let's jump into our next song here. Brian's going to announce our next song, and it is...
It's going to be Take a Walk by Passion Pit.
Stopped at every turn. time, nowhere to go. Melt me down. I'm like wax to your jokes. Lost and found. Knocking heads, laying low. And there's no point reliving crimes to lose this. Still wanna waste all my time. I wanna waste all my time. Still wanna waste all my time. I wanna waste all my time with you.
So that was Fake It by a band that I've grown to really like over the last couple weeks called Bastille. I think they're really interesting. They do a really interesting mix of kind of more acoustic indie rock, like a One Republic, with some electronic like bass lines and things like that, which I really enjoy. And I think the singer has a really interesting voice. So that was Fake It by Bastille. And our next song is going to come to us from Colleen, who is Brian's brother.
Sister.
Sorry. I'm not thinking.
And she just heard that.
I apologize to you, Colleen. I hope to meet you one day. Brian says a lot about you. I'm very sorry.
All bad things, of course.
All bad things. But you know, I still want to meet you.
Okay. Hey, Matt, are you going to start calling her Colin now?
All right. Okay. Because I was thinking, Brian is Colleen's brother. Okay, anyways, Colin, you understand. The song is called Moving Out. Wrong song. This song is called Feel It All Around by Washed Out. Is that the one? Okay, that is the one. Feel It All Around by Washed Out.
We'll be right back. step into your sneakers and step behind the speakers. Your heart will keep me beating and make me a believer. Don't you want me? Don't you want me? I need some mercy on my soul right now. Give me what you got.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Ben.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Matt.
And we have another public service announcement for you all. This one is about using a food thermometer. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked your meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
So, Brian, I've noticed there's been one repeating problem across all these PSAs, and I just want to see if you've noticed it or not. Any ideas?
They have to do with cooking your food to a safe...
Well, I know that
to safe to be eat.
Yeah, the Ad Council...
And, you know, other problems with kitchen hygiene.
They're brought to you by the USDA, the HHS... And the Ad Council. Not that that's a problem. That's a theme.
Oh yeah. I'm just saying. What's the problem with this? What do all these things lack? Matt, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. What do I keep complaining about? the lack of commas. I'm going to answer that before you get
Ooh,
there.
That's true. There is a lack of commas. It makes them a lot. It makes them difficult to read. A lot of them don't have commas in there.
So if the ad council is listening, I would like some commas, please, with my next order of PSAs. And these ones are dated. I don't know if I should be saying that or not, because now that the FCC knows that we're saying dated ads, they might again come at us with Apache attack helicopters.
But they won't, because no one's listening.
Well, that's a positive thought. Anyway, what is our next song, Matt?
Let's see. Speaking of...
We have two on the board.
Right. So our next song is going to be by one of my favorite bands. And I think, Ben, one of your favorite bands.
Billy Joel?
No.
Oh.
Because Billy Joel is a person, not a band.
That's a matter of opinion.
Anyway. This next song is by Panic at the Disco. It's off their album Vices and Virtues, which is their third to newest album. I believe it's their third album overall. And it is called Sarah Smile. So here it is.
Just a guy living on my own, waiting for the sky to fall. Then you called and changed it all, doll. Velvet lips and the eyes to pull me in. We both know you'd already win. Your original sin.
All right, so that was Sarah Smiles by Panic at the Disco. I haven't listened to that album, which is Vices and Virtues, that much, but I do really like that particular song. So I'm probably going to end up checking out the rest of that album. And we hope you guys liked it. It was a good song.
Yeah. You pretty much nailed that on the head.
Cool. All right, so...
what's next? There's one song left
I
on the board.
I would say our next song would be Moving Out, also known as Anthony's Song, by Billy Joel.
Get for your money, and it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. We are Control-Alt-Delete. My name is Matt.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Brian.
And we thank you for listening on this lovely Monday night to our show. We once again apologize for the technical difficulties. That is my fault. That is not Ben or Brian's fault.
No, don't own up to it. It's the government's fault. Thanks, Obama.
Or the government. Okay, well, Obama's not president anymore, so...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Can't blame him about that. Our website is wjrh.org. If you want to learn more about our different shows or listen to this one or all of our 11, I believe, other episodes recorded. And our phone number is 610-330-5316 if you'd like to call in next time. Once again, we thank you for listening, and have a good night, everyone.